Wasn't it great having the Indigo Girls to be on Wood Songs for the whole hour? Their brand new album is called Beauty Queen Sister. It's a beautiful album. And what I love about Amy and Emily, what I really find rewarding is the fact that they embody the idea that love of the art is more important than anything else. You don't need a business plan. You don't need the big shot managers. You don't need, what you need is what's in your heart. It doesn't matter what bin you're in. It doesn't matter what you're called or what you call it. It doesn't matter what bin you're in because there's no more bins. They're gone. So what is left? It's the passion and the spirit of the music, and that's what they're all about. It's not being on a chart. It's what's in your heart that ends up being ultimately everything. They started out without a plan. All they had was the love and passion of their art and their music. What a great lesson for every single artist that's struggling and trying to do something with their music, because ultimately, simplicity is best. What you do with three chords and the truth on your own living room couch is everything. It's the most important stage in the world. It's the brightest spotlight on earth, is your own simple home, because using music as a livelihood is not nearly as important as making your life better. And that's what Amy and Emily continue to do with their music. And it reminds me very much of something that John F. Kennedy said. He said, "Above all, we are coming to understand that the arts incarnate the creativity of a free people. When the creative impulse cannot flourish, when it cannot freely select its methods and objects, when it is deprived of spontaneity, society severs the root of art. The Indigo Girls have made a career of simply loving their music and, most importantly, loving their audience. You are the essential element to making every artist's dream come true. And we thank you. We thank the Indigo Girls. My name is Michael Jonathan. I am a folk singer and I am a log cabin dweller. We'll see you next week on the Wood Songs.